pulling up in that new toy. The wrist on that boy, rock star like Pink Floyd. Waving at rude boy, I'm waving at you, boy. Ran off on the plug too, like True Goy. Imagine me, dude, boy. You can never do what I do, boy. Still ducking shit that I did, boy. Niggas in Paris for a hit, boy. These ain't the same type of hits, boy. Shit can get litter than lit, boy. You don't take these type of risks, boy. Cause this boy been throwing that D like Rich Boy. You miss, boy. Your numbers don't add up on the blow. That was 10 years ago. If you know, you know. Yeah. If you know, you know. If you know, you know. This thing of ours, oh, this thing of ours. A fraternity of drug dealers ringing off. I just happen to be alumni. Too legit, they still looking at me with one eye. The company I keep is not corporate enough. Child rebel soldier, you ain't orphan enough. A rapper turned trapper can't morph into us. But a trapper turned rapper can morph into Puff. Dance contest for the smokers. I predict snow, Al Roker. If you know, you know. I only ever looked up to Sosa. You all get a bird, this nigga Oprah. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know. You ever been hit with the water weight, then had to wait till you wore away? If you know, you know. When we all clicking like Golden State, and you and your team are the motorcade. If you know, you know. Been granting wishes like a genie to bad hoes in two-piece bikinis. I've been hiding where you can see me. The skybox is right next to Riri's. Solely responsible for showing rappers how to stand on the front lines when trappers started throwing bands. Where were you when Big Meech brought the tigers in? Cause I was busy earning stripes like a tiger skin. Bricklayers in ball shorts, coaching from the side of the ball court. If you know, you know. One stop like a Walmart. We got the tennis balls for the wrong sport. If you know, you know. If you know about the carport, them trap doors supposed to be awkward. If you know, you know. That's the reason we ball for. Circle round twice for the encore. If you know, you know.
What's good, everybody out there? It's your boy Reckless in the building, coming at you with another episode of The Reckless Effect. Whew. All right, so it's Saturday. You know what it is. You know what it is. It is the continuation of my top 100 hip-hop albums. Man. So, to recap from last week, numbers 90 through 81, we had Eminem with Slim Shady LP, Gangstar, Step in the Arena, Far Side, Bizarre Ride to the Far Side, DMX, and then there was X, MC Light, Light as a Rock, Jungle Brothers, Straight Out of the Jungle, Eminem again with the Marshall Mathers LP, Kendrick Lamar, Good Kid, Mad City, Mobb Deep, The Infamous, and closing out the list was Kanye West, The College Dropout. Now, over the past couple of days, I got some heat, which is cool. I loved it. But again, I have to stress this again. Just because you probably don't like the artist or you don't listen to a particular artist does not mean that the album that they put out was bad. And don't try to argue with anyone about it, or especially me, if you haven't listened to the work. That actually makes no sense. I actually had somebody, it's like, I've never heard of the Jungle Brothers. Why would you put that on? Like, you've never heard of the Jungle Brothers? Well, maybe you should listen to the album. Nah, it's not my cup. Like, come on. Like, you know, hip hop is subjective. Music is subjective. I totally understand that. But if you're unable to actually listen to the work and really try to understand the artist, or if you don't come away feeling anything afterwards, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't know. Maybe it isn't for you. But really try to give some of these albums and joints a listen, because a lot of them are really good work, even if you don't like a particular artist. Like, I went through all of this, and people that I don't normally listen to or that I don't like, I gave their work a second chance, and a few of them actually ended up making onto the list because their work was actually incredible. It was really good. I'm not a huge Ice-T fan, shocker, but one of his albums did make the list after re-listening to it over and over. So anyway, let's get this list started. Let's get it going. Let's get it going. So kicking this week's list off is the legendary group known for controversial topics such as misogyny, gore, psychotic experiences, and necrophilia. Ugh. Hailing from Houston, Texas, Willie D, Scarface, and Bushwick Bill, Ghetto Boys dropped an incredible album with even more iconic album cover. You Can't Be Stopped featured the gritty track Mind Playing Tricks on Me, but it's the album cover that most people remember. The graphic photo features Bushwick Bill carted through the hospital by Scarface and Willie D. During an argument with his then-girlfriend, Bill shot himself in the eye, losing his right eye in the process while under the influence of Everclear and PCP. He claims he died and came back to life during that incident. He has since regretted the album cover, quoted as saying, "It still hurts to look at that cover because this was a personal thing I went through. I still feel the pain from that fact. I've got a bullet in my head. I think it was pretty wrong to do it, even though I went along with the program at first. The cover may have been gruesome, but it was realistic. Just like the album, it was realistic. It was a realistic depiction of life in Houston. An album that was violent and filled with profane lyrics that painted a vivid and accurate picture of life as the Ghetto Boys saw it. This album had such a raw honesty about it. Far from what Ice Cube and the NWA clones were doing at the time, they weren't jumping on the gangster bandwagon. They were creating something with passion and purpose. The results was an epic and classic album. And of course, it wouldn't be appropriate unless I played just that classic joint. And this is Mind Playing Tricks on Me. I'm sure you've all heard of it. So let's get it going.
I sit alone in my four-cornered room staring at candles. Oh, that shit is on? Let me drop some shit like this here. At night I can't sleep. I toss and turn. Candlesticks in the dark. Visions of bodies being burned. Four walls just staring at a nigga. I'm paranoid sleeping with my finger on the trigger. My mother's always stressing I ain't living right. But I ain't going out without a fight. See, every time my eyes close, I start sweating and blood starts coming out my nose. It's somebody watching the act, but I don't know who it is, so I'm watching my back. I can see him when I'm deep in the covers. When I awake, I don't see the motherfucker. He owns a black hat like I own, a black suit and a cane like my own. Some might say take a chill, B, but fuck that shit. There's a nigga trying to kill me. I'm popping in the clip when the wind blows. Every 20 seconds got me peeping out my window. Investigating the joint for traps. Taking my telephone for taps. I'm staring at the woman on the corner. It's fucked up when your mind is playing tricks on you. Cars, everybody know me. It's like I'm a movie star, but late at night, something ain't right. I feel I'm being tailed by the same sucker's headlights. Is it that fool that I ran off the block? Or is it that nigga last week that I shot? Or is it the one I beat for $5,000? Thought he had cane, but it was gold, met a flower. Reached under my seat, grab my papa for the suckers. Ain't no use to me lying, I was scared of them a motherfucker. Put the left in the Popeyes and bail out quick. If it's going down, let's get this shit over with. Here they come, just like I figured.
I got my hand on the motherfucking trigger. When I saw him, make your ass start giggling. Three blind, crippling, crazy senior citizens. I live by the sword. I take my boys everywhere I go because I'm paranoid. I keep looking over my shoulder and peeping around corners. My mind is playing tricks on me. Day by day, it's more impossible to cope. I feel like I'm the one that's doing dope. Can't keep a steady hand because I'm nervous. Every Sunday morning, I'm in service, praying for forgiveness and trying to find an exit out the business. I know the Lord is looking at me, but yet and still it's hard for me to feel happy. I often drift when I drive, having fatal thoughts of suicide. Bang and get it over with. And then I'm worry-free, but that's bullshit. I got a little boy to look after. And if I die, then my child will be a bastard. I had a woman down with me, but to me, it seemed like she was down to get me. She helped me out in this shit, but to me, she was just another bitch. Now she's back with her mother. Now I'm realizing that I love her. Now
and that was the classic joint, Mind Playing Tricks on Me. Just want to send a shout out and we're praying for you, Bushwick. If you guys don't know, he was diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer. That's rough, but we're pulling for him and hoping for the best for that man. Legend in this game. Absolute legend. Yeah, moving on to the next joint on this list. I just want to say, all hail the queen. And no, I don't mean Nikki. This is for the true queen. Tifa, that is. This is the debut album of the queen. With the feminist anthem Ladies First, with Moni Love leading the charge, this incredible debut featured other Tommy Boy legends. De La Soul, jam-packed with powerful lyrics and masterful beats. Concepts done so beautifully, it's fit for Queen. No one expected Queen Latifah to be as successful as she was with this album, but with all the things that she put together in this, she proved them all wrong. If there was an album, any album, for you to own, this one is it. And I'm just gonna, you know, throw this in your ear because I know you all know it, but sometimes we just need to feel it once again. This right here is Ladies First.
The rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme. Can you relate to a sister dope enough to make you holler and scream?
Yo, let me take it from here, queen. Excuse me, but I think I'm about due to get into precisely what I am about to do. I'm conversating to the folks who have no whatsoever clue. So listen very carefully as I break it down for you. Merrily, 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 high for happy overjoyed. Please, with all the beats and rhymes my sisters have employed. Slick as new going down the sound totally a yes. Let me state the position. Ladies first, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, there's gonna be some changes right there.
Believe me when I say being a woman is great to see. I know that all the fellas out there will agree with me. Not for being one, but for being with one. Cause when it's time for loving, it's the woman that gets them sworn. Stepping, strutting, moving on, rhyming, cutting, and not forgetting. We are the ones to give birth to the new generation of prophets, cause it's late.
I break into a lyrical freestyle. Grab the mic, look at the crowd and see smiles. Cause they see a woman standing up on her own two. Sloppy slouching is something I won't do. Some think that we can't flow. Stereotypes, they got to go. I'ma mess around and flip the scene into reverse.
With what?
With a little touch of ladies first.
That was Ladies First. All right, now let's keep this list going. Speaking of going off, it's the debut album of the legendary Biz Markie. He's the human beatbox. I mean, we all know the classic joint, Just a Friend. This album is praised for its wit and humor. Big Daddy Kane even wrote the first 5 tracks on this album. I mean, what do you want? Big Daddy Kane is a legend in his own right, but we'll visit him later on this list. Classic joint on this album is, of course, Vapors. Clown Prince of Hip Hop gives you a masterful album backed by the great Marley Marl, who's at the height of his powers and provides an appropriately funhouse-esque backdrop for Biz's crazy rhymes. This, right here, is Vapors.
And even the press said, what's the meaning of V-A-P-O-R-S? The meaning of this word, without no doubt, means nobody wanna be that when you're down and out. Now when you're established and got a lot of money, everybody wanna be your buddy and honey. Like tall builders, they call skyscrapers. And you feel it. Nothing can save ya, but this is the season of catching the vapors. And since I got time, what I'm gonna do is tell ya how they spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.J. Swan, who sang on my records. Make the music nobody beats the biz, well, check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran. The type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in her hair. When Swan tried to kick it, she always best talking about, baby, please, you work for UPS. He wasn't no type of big drug dealer. My man T.J. Swan didn't appeal to her. But now he trucks gold and wear fly belly boots. Rough leather fashion and tough silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his people number, she be begging please. Dying for the day to get skis. She caught the papers. She caught the papers. She got the baby. She got the baby. She got the baby. I got another partner that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. The mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a Rasta-type Kango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. And said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. He said he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a job, saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star. Now they got the paper. They caught the papers. They caught the papers. They caught the papers. Now I got a cousin by the name of Von Lee. Better known to y'all as Kamasa Kool V. He cuts, scratch, transforms with finesse. And all that mess. Remember when he first started to rock and try to get this job at a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted, said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help on it. Now my cousin Vaughn still try on and on and on to the like break the dawn. To get this JLB in effect, then they look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 8 to 8, Kool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walked into the same record shop up before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a doll, but now he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember one, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapor. They caught the papers.
And that was Vapors. All right. That's my shit. I still fuck with that song like hella heavy. Anyway, moving up. The Roots have another classic album on this list. To be honest, The Roots could possibly have the best discography period in all of hip-hop. A lot of their joints actually have great replay value. They aged incredibly well. This one works amazing. Can't believe it's been 20 years. 20 years. Well, 23 years since this album dropped. This one is the best rap offerings that came out in 1996. Illdelf Half-Life is an incredible album filled with silly rhymes, though it doesn't sacrifice a smidgen of street-level intensity. It just proves how far hip-hop could actually go and would eventually reach. Thoughtful, spiritual, and an emotional, fulfilling oral experience. A perfect mixture of jazz and hip-hop for their songs about the hardships of urban life. Black Thought once again proves how he's actually one of the best MCs on the planet. Never sleep, never forget. So here is Universe at War.
At war. When you and I verse.
At war, motherfucker. We gonna do this.
First at war.
Know how we get down, you know the business. Bring this straight to your chest. Yes, sir.
Stepping up into a zone you should never explore. The next level, level of your whole concept. When you and I verse at war, and your verse are core, for which your thoughts are core. Stepping up into a zone you should never explore. The next level, level of your whole concept.
Rappers, get on the mic talking about cars and clothes. Sounding like hoes. Ain't been exposed to the foes the most. Disciples, I'm from the state that is ill. The rap son of man rotated down the field. Say what I feel, get it off my bird chest, my word becomes flesh. War going on between the west and the east of the land, niggas don't own a piece. Grease is the word, Murray slides some pimp oil to me. My lady friend sneaks my beer in the movie. Throw your hands in the air if you the true and living. Beware the new world order, the devil's new religion. Sent my homie to the number two division, selling bootleg movies. Got my VCR on a Uve, Smoove, BFF Tuesdays. Drinking tropical itches, sitting at a table with sophisticated bitches. Nah, that ain't nothing I would call my mother, nor do I call every nigga my brother. Gotta have black daughters, sort of be like Malik, so don't question a brother to the roots I
yo,
get deep.
Into the last era, your scholarship into the world of politics and mascara. We operate within this artificial opera. I bring hip hop terror like the Fuhrer, the Ace Ventura into the horror. Laboratory Labora, venture beyond the border, I'll structure a style, destroy your whole aura. Plus you're a genitalin arise before your eyes, immortalize my image in disguise. This sees the devil in disguise. My music I parenthesize, represent the wise. Do this B.I., we enterprise, get no compromise. I'm thinking fast like Rama, dying, I wear your mind, I wait like Alzheimer. I pull a mic about my mama, big up to Bahama. D.A.O. this year, we leaving them in trauma. Then after me, I plan to leave behind the legacy or history of the family. The fifth dynasty for humanity to bear witness to this. Del Val, syllabal, stylist.
You know the time, kid, when you and I burst at war. In your thoughts are core, for what you thought before. Stepping up into a zone you should never explore. The next step, or level of your whole concept. When you and I burst at war. In your thoughts are core, for what you thought before. Stepping up into a zone you should never explore. The next step, or level of your whole concept.
Yo, the general flows, kids compose on tablet. Exposed how they was averaging, they thoughts not rapping. Here comes a hot package through your block like traffic. The rock was tight, graphic, now watch the mic blasting. Shooting at the stars with emphatic rap. Static, see the mirror shatter from thoughts. I'm busting back at it. The lieutenant, the elephant, sipping automatic mic. Ripping Asiatic architects out to have it. The turn of the century, the planet's like a penitentiary. Exaggerated, niggas is living highly medicated. I used to love her, now she violated. Hip-hop, holocaust, and camps, old champs are concentrated. They outdated and incarcerated. Loved and appreciated, hated and very debated. For every career created, one's eliminated. And that's the way the balance of yin and yang is related for real.
Niggas swing on in a safari. Wild niggas like a high on Atari. Some let the block block their mind if they can see what I see. Get out the city for a sec, be at the places I be. Hey, I'ma be back on the deck, opening businesses and places for you to cash your check. My neck of the woods ain't all good, ain't all bad. You can live in the burbs and still get had. The sad part about it, niggas, that house is on the lake. They trying to move us out, the land we ain't appreciate. But beast we skate, crackers we roll a blade on hate. Call each other cuz, cuz of how we relate. I see way turn into Cadillacs with dope man plates. Through the wind and blow up, this is how niggas communicate. Harmonizing through beepers and reefer. The city got my peoples in a sleeper. Talk is getting cheaper.
When you and I verse at war, and your roots are court for what you thought for.
That was Universe at War, the Roots featuring Common. And we gotta admit that Common is one of the dopest MCs on the planet. Let's just be real. Come on. Anyway. So moving on to the next one. We are currently at 76 right now on the list. Oof. But this MC, popping his head back on the list, is the debut album of this great MC. Pharoah Munch's internal affairs. This is what you get when you fuck with the likes of the magnanimous flow of total assholes and ignoramuses. MOP/Feral Munch cause damages. The advantage is we banish artists, labels, and managers. Amateurs found 6 feet deep in metal canisters. God damn, when I first heard those lyrics over that Alchemist produced beat, I screamed bars. Let's be real. Alchemist is a whole fucking legend in these streets, responsible for some of hip-hop's greatest beats. Come on. In most conversations that we have about producers, we fail to mention Alchemist, but it's a different conversation. Feral Munch is a fucking legend in this rap game for his relentless, rapid-fire, multisyllabic rhymes. The album is a lot harder than what was heard previously on Organized Confusion. If you consider yourself a hip-hop head and you haven't listened to Simon Says, do yourself a favor and listen to this track. This album left me speechless, and to this day I still struggle to some degree to understand the genius that went into it. The intro is the best to ever open an album, period. The ridiculously fast flow and closing out with some of the most insane scratching made this song I still find myself bumping the fuck. It kind of reminds me of Run the Jewels in a lot of ways. The album's heartfelt, conscious, colorful. Even though this album is no longer available for print due to his dispute with Geffen Records, still stands the test of time as one of the illest, most raw albums of its kind. For your listening ears, your listening pleasure, here's Simon Says, y'all. Yeah, I'ma let this one rock.
Get the fuck up! Simon Says, get the fuck up! Throw your heads in the sky! We just in the back sipping yak, y'all, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties. Yeah, I said it, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Y'all know the name. Pharaoh fucking Munch, ain't a damn thing changed. You all up in your range of shit, inebriated. Straight from your original plan, you deviated. I alleviated the pain with long-term goals. Slip my underground loop without the gold. You sold platinum around the world, I sold wood in the hood. But when I'm in the street and shit, it's all good. Assume the motivator, boom, control the game like boom. Raider, rock, clock, dollar, split, tips like a way to block shots. Styles greater, let my lyrics anoint. If you're holding up the wall, then you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Put your hands to the sky. Brooklyn in the back, shooting crash now, what's up? Girlies, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
Fuck it, I said, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that acts shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. Yo, where you at? Uptown, let me see them. Notorious 4 to 6 5s in the BM. Heads give you beef, you put them in the mausoleum. And shit, don't start bumping till after 12 p.m. Ignorant minds are free them. If you tired of the same old every day, you will agree them. The most obligated, hard and R-rated. Slated to be the best, I must confess, the star made it. Some might even say the song is sexist. It's cause I ask the girls to rub on the breasts. Whether you're riding a train or a Lexus, this is for either or rollies or Timexes. It's wicked like Exodus, this is the joint. You holding up the wall and you're missing the point. Get the fuck up. Simon Says, get the fuck up. Throw your hands in the sky. The brothers in the back shooting traps now, what's up? Girls, rub on your titties.
Yeah.
I said, rub on your titties. New York City, pretty committee, pity the fool that act shitty in the midst of the calm, the witty. New Jerusalem, get the fuck up. Shaolin, get the fuck up. Long Isle, get the fuck up. Worldwide, get the fuck up.
If that album, if that track doesn't make you get the fuck up, I don't know what. You are not a fan of hip hop. That is some real shit right there. Real fucking hardcore shit. Anyway, so moving on to the next list. Coming in at 75. When mainstream rappers do a collaboration, it's usually one-sided. One artist surpasses the other, and then we have the comparison conversation. Like when Drake and Future did an album together, we would compare the two instead of looking at them both as equally masters of what they can do and what they can bring together. Well, when two indie guys do it, it's actually fucking incredible. When Slug of Atmosphere and Murs of Def Jux Living Legends feel like ditching emo rap for focused dude talk, the album ends up creating a fucking classic. The tribute to Lisa Bonet is just on some ignorant shit, sex jams, and effortless common sense. Backed by Atmosphere producer Ant, this album is a sequel to the dynamic debut, a tribute to Christina Ricci. Apparently, the album title for that was that both rappers ended up coming together one day and they were talking about things that they were working on, and they both were working on a song called A Tribute to Christina Ricci, and they both decided, let's make an album together. Felt is the group, and this album was incredible. It's hands down one of my favorites. Murs delivers the closest thing to a mission statement by saying in his rhymes, it's front yard politics. We talk a lot of shit. Who we want to fight, which broads we want to hit. They go from 70s cop show themes and early morning Tony to bullshitting around over 80 cents on Life Vegas. My favorite track on the album is Woman Tonight. Slug spits beautiful rhymes on the opening verse, smooth talking his way into this woman's heart and effectively getting into her panties, letting her know that it's just for the night. Helped me learn, actually, how to talk to women when I was struggling. Me struggling, but I was. This album deserves a spot amongst the greats. Hands down, one of the best albums that I've heard in a really long time. It actually introduced me into more of the indie scene, more of the backpackers, as they call them. And to this day, Atmosphere is still one of my favorite groups, one of my favorites of all time. And it's kind of weird to have an indie group on this list, but it's deserving. What we got from this album was truly incredible, including one of the illest and dopest joints, The Biggest Lie, which I will actually use to outro the show. Anyway, for your listening pleasure, here is Early Morning Tony by Felt.
I try to stay focused on getting legal tender, gotta stay on the grind, cause if the legends get signed, gotta split that dough between 8, 7, 6, 5.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1. And when I'm on the mic, the women come down with A and G, Merce, and you're not. And I got more rhymes than California got cops.
9 in the morning, police at my door. Wonder what the fuck they wanna talk to me for. She said she wanted money for some fundraising shit. I slammed the door in her face and said, fuck you, bitch.
Looking at my knees and it's about that time for me to light another cigarette and settle my mind. Foot soldier, been waiting for the cookover. Probably won't be getting naked if she looks sober. I'm a primate with pimp-like mind state. Raising the curb to make contemporaries irate. Still obsessed with your breasts and your fishnet. Beating on my thin chest, screaming out, Midwest! My nature is to make you a believer on your stereo receiver or your barely legal beaver. Buzzing overhead, spitting fly game. Nowadays, cats be getting paid and laid up off of my name. Wait a minute, take a number, made a visit to your village with this fresh-baked biscuit and stayed consistent. Breaking in the heads ain't as difficult when half of them are tripping over how they missed the boat. The key is control, but your flow is contrived. Keep it in my soul, take it with when I die. Plug that mic in and make heaven get live. Turn a goopy to an angel when she 8, 7, 6, 5.
4 and 3 and 2 and 1. And when I'm on the mic, all your homegirls come down with A and G, Slug, and you're not. And I got more rhymes than rappers who got shot.
And that was Early Morning Tony. Oof. I don't know, that song always gets me hype, because that album's crazy good. All right, moving on. It's rare to find two MCs that can collab on an album and they equally match each other in rhyme ability, let alone two groups. Well, I found the second group. Run the Jewels dropped an incredible debut album titled, well, Run the Jewels. LP, Killer Mike. A collaboration so perfect you would think to yourself, how did hip-hop exist without it? These two shared an admiration and cohesive worldviews, created an album that not only banged, but was fucking savage. They don't yank chains, they snatch them. This album was a perfect mixture of an album with casual flow of a mixtape with LP beats and Killer Mike's Atlanta drawl and incredible rhyme schemes. This album is just an absolutely must-have. It's insane. These two dropped some gems, and now I'm gonna bust some banana clips.
Hey. I move with the elegance of an African elephant. I presented the evidence, eloquent as a president. Evident, it's been ever since I deserve me a championship. But before I banana clip, I'ma chill so my man can rip.
Little man against hellion with the heart of an orphan. I got the words of a murderer and an odd for distortion. You take a slice of my portion, I'll take a piece of your profit. I drop an illegal speed to keep an OZ in my pocket.
We run the jewels in your town, a quarter pound on my person. I'm known for pounding the stage, I'm talking burning and cursing. Producer gave me a beat, said it's the beat of the year. I said LP didn't do it, so get the fuck out of here.
You wanna hang, bring your throat. I got stools in a rope. I'm a slang pole, a ring in a land with a man's flow. A new addition to the art of the old code that's fully retarded and put a part in your bold dome.
Hey, L, hey, we the villains, we antagonists, bad guys. Mercy me, merciless me, putting pain in they sad eyes. It's time for Skywalker, talkers meet the true Darth Vader. I hit your mom in 03, but a G ain't Ada. So baby boy, you should tighten up and show some respect. Before I mail it on you, Joe, then put my arm on your neck. Or worse yet, be the reason your girl want a divorce. Be at a crib with your kids saying, fuck your fort. Well, nigga.
This style is radiation leaking my island, also known as Chernobyl talk. Listen for the sirens, for the green I'm a hoarder. Daughter, port a sorta, sorta, morbid son in these fucking whoredom explorers and bored. Enough of your bummy shit, it's numb to the core, sure. Suck a good dick for the fame and couldn't resist getting played. I fuck like I'm headed to war, I'm really not playing no games. Hey, Tabby, hey, goddammit, I'll kill the carrier, hey, mentions my
hey,
name.
I'm a soldier, fortune, a mercenary on beat. I'm merciless, I torture MC time, both of their feet. If they refuse to run the Jews, we beat the bottoms of feet. I'm talking grip class, guys, to the top of your teeth. Hey, me and Jamie killed the competition, top of the heat. Is where we stand with their corpses resting under our feet. I sent their mom a little cash and a sympathy letter. Told her she raised a bunch of fuck boys. Next time, do better, bitch.
We the old Atlanta, new Atlanta, future of the city. Daddy fat says don't give a damn, cause can't now new nigga get with me. Now it's true, niggas are simply simple-minded, simple Simon.
And that was Run the Jewels with Banana Clipper. Okay, now, this next one. Coming in at 73. Get at me, dog. As it going down, and of course the record, the classic record, Rough Riders Anthem. It's Dark and Hell is Hot is the debut album of the leader of the legendary crew, Rough Riders, DMX. This album was unlike other hardcore rappers, though, who are more rhetorical than physical. DMX came out with an aggressive aura without even speaking a word. This shit sold 251,000 records in its first week. Fully aware of his demons, he even had a conversation with the devil on the track Damien. You can't know right from wrong without understanding and recognizing the other side. That's why Damien is so important to the culture. Most people don't acknowledge their wrongdoing, just give in and hope for forgiveness after being caught up in the shit. DMX allowed himself to not only listen to and understand, but would always choose the light. Powerful rhythms with an impressive storytelling ability, this album sits in the halls of one of the greatest debuts by a rapper during his time. almost of ever. It's sad that we don't see record sales go up like that, you know, pure sales. But whatever. And here is one of my favorite joints. No, not going with the Rough Riders anthem. I'm going with this more chill, relaxed beat. Dig this.
Coming through like I do, you know, getting my bark on. Knew she was a thug, cause when I met her, she had a scarf on. 5411, size 7 in girls. Baby face would look like she was 11 with curves. Girlfriend, what? Remember me from way back? I'm the same cat, the wave cat. That motherfucker that TNT used to blaze at. Still here, so it's all good. Oh, you know my niggas rich and them doing their thing on 35th Ave. It's a small hood, and it's all wood, so let me get that number. I get up, all right? Hit you on the track later on, see what's up. Talking to Shorty.
How's it going down? That's my shit. Pretty sure all y'all was rocking to that. Y'all still with me so far? Of course you are, because you want to find out the last two on this list. Alright, so let's get into it. Many themes on this album, which surface a minimalist production accompanied by hard-hitting drum beats, covered social issues that include government and police corruption, safe sex, government involvement in the drug trade, and violence in hip-hop. The album cover and title of the album is the artist's reference and own depiction to Malcolm X. By All Means Necessary is BDP's second album. After the 1987 murder of DJ Scott LaRock, KRS-One decided to move from violent themes that was dominant on their debut album, Criminal Minded, and thus writing more socially conscious songs using the moniker The Teacher. This album was seen as one of if not the first, politically conscious efforts in hip-hop. Drugs, AIDS, violence, three things that threatened to destroy black communities. KRS delivered the word. Genius bars, heartfelt rhymes, a classic album. This is My Philosophy by BDP.
You're a philosopher?
Yes. 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 I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply. I think very deeply.
In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak.
I think very deeply.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? We'll all be explained like instructions to a game. See, I'm not insane. In fact, I'm kind of rational. When I be asking you, who is more dramatic, this one or that one? The white one or the black one? Black the punk and I'll jump up to attack one. Terrorist one is just the gotta lead a crew. Right up to your face and diss you. Everyone saw me on the last album cover. Holding a pistol, something far from a lover. Beside my brother, S-C-O-T-T. I just laugh, cause no one can defeat me. This is lecture number 2, my philosophy. Number 1 was poetry, you know it's me. You know it's my philosophy. Many artists gotta learn. I'm not flammable, I don't burn. So please stop burning and learn to earn respect. Cause that's just what K.R. collects. See, what do you expect when you rhyme like a soft punk? You walk down the street and get jumped. You gotta have style. From the Bronx is thick, and we're real life, we roll correctly. A lot of suckers would like to forget me, but they can't, cause like a champ, I have got a record of knocking out the frauds in a second. On the mic, I believe that you should get loose. I haven't come to tell you I got juice. I just produce, create, innovate on a higher level. I'll be back, but for now, just settle. A teacher will begin to say, I play the 9 and you play the target. You all know my name, so I guess I'll just start it. Or should I say start this? Teach it to the artist. Often new concepts that they're hardest. Yo, cause I'm a teacher and Scott is a scholar. It ain't about money cause we all make dollars. That's why I walk with my head up. When I hear whack rhymes, I get fed up. Rappers like a setup. A lot of games. A lot of suckers with colorful names. I'm so and so. Just wink, wink, whack. I'm not white or red or black. I'm brown. From the Boogie Down Productions, of course, our music be thumping. Others say they're bad, but they're bugging. Let me show you something now about hip hop. About D-Nice, Melody, and Scott LaRock. I get a pen, a pencil, a marker. Mainly what I write is for the average New Yorker. Some MCs be talking and talking, trying to show how black people are walking. But I don't walk this way to portray or on the industry. Don't bother dissing me or even wishing we soften, dilute, or commercialize all the lyrics, cause it's about time one of y'all hear it and hear it firsthand from the intelligent brown man. A vegetarian, no goat or ham or chicken or turkey or hamburger, cause to me that's suicide, self-murder. Let us get back to what we call hip-hop and what it meant to DJ Scott LaRock. In about 4 seconds, a teacher will begin to speak. How many MCs?
All right. And that was My Philosophy by Boogie Down Productions. So here we are, the last one on my list. And just to recap everything that we've gone through, we had number 80, Ghetto Boys, We Can't Be Stopped. 79, Queen Latifah, All Hail the Queen. 78, Biz Markie, Going Off. 77, The Roots, Illadelf, Half-Life. 76, Pharoah Munch, Internal Affairs. 75, Felt, a tribute to Lisa Bonet. 74 was Run the Jewels with their self-titled debut. 73, DMX, It's Dark and Hell is Hot. 72, BDP, by all means necessary. And here we are. At 71, closing out this week's list is none other than one of the greatest groups in history. It was their third album, but the first to be released on a major label. In a short time, UGK climbed to the top of the small but vicious hip-hop scene in the South, creating a distinctive gangsta sound that was unlike any other group coming out. UGK is just as materialistic as the West Coast, but they don't use that deep funk in the music. Instead, they do more of a stripped-down approach, which is better to hear the celebration of money, drugs, and hoes. All the typical gangsta shit. They had a way with coming up with new ways to say the same shit. This album, Riding Dirty, was vibrant and direct, bringing you right into the thick of things. It's entertaining as fuck, and it gives you that adult cookout kind of vibe. This is one of the most influential and important albums in Southern hip hop. And this is One Day off of that album.
Then you're gone.
Start selling crack, cocaine, and codeine. Time to stack some paper. I gotta do it quick. Thinking I'm a juvenile, but they don't know who they messing with. Yeah, my mama's only son, but I live every day like it's my motherfucking last one. Every nigga and they mama asking why, but I'm in the game, live by the game, and in the game I'ma die. And if I die, or should I say, if I go, bury me in Horn Clark next to the come and go. Cause tomorrow ain't promised to me. The only thing promised to a player is the penitentiary. So I'ma take care of my business on the smooth tip. Watch my back selling crack and pack two clips. And when you think about that, you say it'll be on. It's a trip you're here today, but the next day you're gone.
Drama, everyone wanna harm ya. In New York, niggas getting shot for bombers. Now they got your life in the palm of their hand like California. Niggas with dubs are hydroponic. Marijuana, gangbanging got the ghetto hotter than a sauna. Down in Orange, my nigga Box died on the corner behind a funky ass dice game. I saw him once before we died, wish it was twice, man. I remember being 8 deep off in Chucky crib, letting us act bad, not giving a fuck what we did. When we lost him, I knew the world was coming to the end. And I had to quit letting that devil push me to a sin. My brother been in a pen for damn near 10. But now it look like when he come out, man, I'm going in. So shit, I walk around with my mind blown in my own fucking zone. Cause one day you're here, the next day you're gone.
Early, cause ain't enough light in the daytime. Smoke two sweets and so these chickens, 4 o'clock like 9.
Big nut holder, my boulder, smoker on the PA pipes. AK loader as I get swallowed under city lights. Niggas be looking shite, so I look shite back. Can't show no weakness with these bitches, get your life jacked. Man, it's a trip where I stay, especially for me. Them bitches trying to lock me up for the whole century. They gave my nigga Donnie 40, Dante 19. I wish that we could smoke again and take a tight lean. My world a trip, you can ask Bumby, bitch, I ain't no liar. My man Bobo just lost his baby in a house fire. And when I got on my knees that night to pray, I asked God, why you let these killers live and take my homeboy son away? Man, if you got kids, show me love him, cause God just might call him home. Cause one day they here, and baby, the next day they gone.
How do you not love that shit? How do you not fucking love UGK? Ugh. Anyway, rest in peace to Pimp C. Goddamn. And shout out to Bun B protecting his house and home. Shout out to Queenie for being the epitome of what a black queen is. Recognizing that this man could be targeting her husband, decided to protect her man and take him away from upstairs. Risking her own life to save her men. God damn. God damn. How many of us men out there have a woman that's next to us that has the wherewithal, the sense to think that way? Like, look at your partner right now and say, would she do that for me? Ladies, look at your mans and be like, would I do that for him? If the answer is no, the fuck you still there for? Let's be real, ladies and gentlemen. Let's be real. Shout out to them. That's a fucking power couple right there. I don't give a fuck what anybody say. Bravo. God damn. I'm hype off that shit. Anyway, thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this week's episode. It's been fun. This is always a lot of fun for me. I'm really excited for you guys to hear the list for next week. We're getting closer. Getting closer to the top 10. And I know that I'm going to get a lot more criticism, which is going to be great. But I promise you, listen to the works and you're going to be just as amazed by it as I was. All right, so to close this show, I'm going to give you another joint from Felt. This is The Biggest Lie. Thank you again for coming on this journey with me. Thank you for tuning in. Share this with your friends and enjoy the record.
Come on, tell me.
I think too much, relying on this pen and this ink too much, and I do too much. I'm always on tour, accumulating points till I forgot about the score. And the problem with you is you don't think at all. Your brain's dead weight, so you sink and you fall. You drink and you smoke till your motivation's gone. And you know this is true, so you hate this song. The problem with me is codependency. So afraid of the day that you won't remember me. Knee deep and anxious. Needy like an infant, escapism, beats, rhymes, alcohol, and women. The problem with you, you let yourself stop believing. And now you're afraid of your own thoughts and feelings. Forgot how to share what I love most about you. Lost your voice, now no choice but to doubt.
Now the problem with the world, the lack of respect for our earth, for our children, for the future we neglect. For the morals, for the values, for the God that we select. Millions die every day without a cause to effect. The problem with the revolution, it's never gonna happen. Through these marches, through this music, through these motherfuckers rap. Through these communists, these socialists, or any other faction. Armchair activists, all talk, no action.
The problem with the people that I stay surrounded with, they all want to replace faith with a psychologist. Bring me evolution where the thinking is pollution, when they're swallowing the balance and they're drinking the solutions. The problem with the people that I won't stand next to, they don't hear the songs that we sing for the rescue. The keys of life, the baselines of sadness, so people that don't have reach out and grab it.
The problem with hip-hop, nothing at all. It's an art form, it ranges and it changes, it evolves. It's
not always for the better, but be patient with the y'all. For our time will come and the wicked will fall. The problem with this song is it's not long enough to say how fucked up it is that we live in this way. Nothing is alright, but everything is okay. So we plan for tomorrow, but we live for today.
The problem with sex is self-respect calibration. The orgasm service is your validation. And the problem with love is that it lives in a book now. The problem with drugs is that they're too fucking good now. The problem with logic is there's too many loopholes. And the problem with truth is that it's usually brutal. The problem is I can't trust most of what I see. So fuck it, all the problems of life must be me.
Y'all, I'm actually gonna give you guys one more. Here's Life Vegas. Have some fun with this one.
Drove past Whiskey Peaks, right past Prima Donna, what's about to go down? I can never tell my mama no drama, just fun, getting drunk, shotgun. Club of Kings, I'm already on one, and I won't pass out, I can drink for days. Catch me 7 a.m., still dancing at Dre's. Boom, you heard? Boom, ba-boom. From the moon to noon, we consume the room. From July to June, from the womb to your doom, come croon the tune, if not now, then soon. Talking to a chick with a purse full of black chips, about a half a glass before a mattress. Cigarette ashes on her lap and a drunk laugh. Sloppy kisses offering a tongue bath.
The city that stays up all night, it's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas. The city that stays up all night, it's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas.
This shit's hotter than my bathtub water. Don't know yet, you better ask your daughter. Glance around and take in the festive. Hands down from the crib to the deathbed. Las Vegas, where the long legs is. Hooked through the ace of spades, just a bait fish. Send a lucky hustler back to basics. Or load him up with enough to crash the gate with.
Southwest got them tickets going for the right price. And this MC won't miss no flight. Gotta holler at Pizzo, hip hop site. I'ma need that cheese so the trip go right. Headed to the octagon for some UFC. Me and the homeboy D-U-S-T. 3G's cash and a card on me. We about to blow it up for the 213.
The city that stays up all night, it's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas. The city that stays up all night, it's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas.
Now what happens in Vegas, you ain't supposed to tell. But I was front row seats watching Dave Chappelle. Mandalay Bay, full house of blues. Didn't gamble that day, couldn't stand to lose. Town full of booze and I'm headed out to Cheetah's. About to get a lap dance from a skin tight diva. About to make a rap band out of midnight creature. Dressed like a schoolgirl with plans for the teacher.
She's starting to yell again. It's time to get lost. Why not? Already made the dick sauce. Caught the next flight. Passed out at liftoff. Back at the job with the shit's tossed. Cause the big boss is pissed off. Tipped off by a thick jaw pit boss. One finger bit off. You're getting ripped off. Fit for a quick loss. Tricked off. Picking up the top of the fish sauce.
The city that stays up all night. It's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas. The city that stays up all night, it's alright. Everyone wants their name up in tall lights. Hold them, roll dice, hit me, raise it, live by chance. Life is like Vegas.
You gotta feel the smart in vaudeville. Toll on pills, sugar balls get filled. It's all built for the dismantle. And the room gets filled for the sex channel.
somewhere in the middle of nowhere. The wind that blows air that ain't got no cares. Keeps the drinks full, shoes laced up. Like Vegas, it's what it's made of.
Shopped at Caesars, maxed out visas. Hard liquor shots till I caught amnesia. Rio Bally's, Mustang Sally's. The reason LL never made it back to Cali. Gourmet foods, buffet blues. Where the hookers don't hesitate to scuff their shoes. Everyone has a price, everything is for sale. Where it's hot as fuck, but it's fun as hell.
I'm out. Thanks for listening, you guys. Peace.